gentlemen. It's Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. 153 days until the presidential election. And this is your election headquarters. This is the fastest 3 hours on the internet, and it starts now. We've got another hearing that we're going to be playing the highlights for you today. Merrick Garland on the stand getting grilled in the House today. And the one thing that stands out, and there were some big moments, they came prepared today. They were much more prepared to expose Merrick Garland than they were yesterday with Fauci. And even though we did have some highlights and some moments, they were much more prepared for this today. But the one thing that stands out about Merrick Garland, even compared to Fauci, what a sniveling weasel this guy is. I mean, it is embarrassing how this guy became the attorney general when, I mean, they almost had this guy in the Supreme Court. He's a sniveling weasel. He can't even speak with confidence. He's like a shattered man. And this is the attorney general? Can't speak with conviction? Hell, I mean, even if you're up there as a total fraud, a total liar, you're the attorney general. At least have some conviction. And he was like a sniveling puke. So we're going to be playing a lot of those clips in the first hour. Or maybe we'll start with Joe Biden's address today. He's taking executive action at the southern border. Nothing has been more insane that I've ever seen. And he steps up to the podium and he has these two signs next to him that says secure the border. I mean, talk about a political Hail Mary. You're running as the pro-border candidate now? That's you? That's you? By the way, guys, I forgot to send it. Bring in, they already have it in the queue, I'm sure. Bring in, clip 20 is going to be Surge the Border. Joe Biden, Surge the Border. Let's just go ahead and do that. Forgot to send that to you. That'll be clip 20. And we've got some other clips of Biden. So just understand something. And we'll get into the ins and outs of this and the details of the executive order and everything. This is a political stunt with 153 days left to the election to try to run as the secure the border candidate when everybody knows he's the open border candidate. That's what's going on here. Still some fallout from yesterday's Fauci hearing we'll get into. We'll kind of give it a state of the election dealing with the three candidates, because there are three candidates, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and RFK Jr. And, you know, part of me, look, we've got the time and it's going on. And I think it's important to really expose the LGBTQIA two-spirit genderqueer plus pedophile ideology. This stuff does nauseate me, but I mean, it's Pride Month, but it's like, It has to be exposed so that eventually it can just be completely rejected because it's just out of control. And I said it a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, they're probably, I don't know, maybe it'll be this year, maybe it'll be next. They're going to eventually just start committing acts of sodomy in the streets. We are almost there. It's only June 4th. So we're going to have some of that. Oh, and Mike Johnson has offered a response to Biden's executive action. I'm going to explain why it's a total joke. And then we've got some economic news. We do have a statement from Donald Trump in response to Biden's speech. What else do we have here? We got all kinds of stuff going on. So Joe Surge the Border Biden is now the Secure the Border candidate. Incredible. Incredible.
All right, folks, Nitrique Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitrique Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
So, Joe Biden is now the secure the border candidate. Now, I didn't expect him to have all this fanfare. I thought they maybe would do something at the White House, maybe the Oval Office. How often do you see Joe Biden in the Oval Office, by the way? You used to see Trump in there every day. I can't, seriously, can we recall seeing Joe Biden in the Oval Office at all? I don't remember the last time we ever saw Joe Biden in the Oval Office. What's up with that? And then remember at the beginning of his presidency, they had that fake Oval Office that was just a studio in the basement in D.C.? Remember that one? So I don't know what that's about. I thought, okay, well, Joe Biden will sign this executive order and they'll do some scene at the Oval Office, or they have these other deals where he signs executive orders and it's in some other room in the White House. Well, they did a full-blown speech today. Not a press conference. No, Joe Biden did not take questions from the press, though they were screaming at him at the conclusion, and of course this threw him all in all kinds of a tizzy. But let's just go ahead and start with this, because it's a long video. He went about 20 minutes, and for Joe Biden, that's quite a bit. So we'll kind of respond to this here. We'll play it and break it down in real time. But just briefly before we play Joe Biden, he's the secure the border president now. It's hilarious. I'm telling you, I laughed out loud. I think I spit out my drink. They have two banners next to him that say secure the border. I mean, this is the guy that's let in more illegal aliens than every presidential term in the last 10 years combined. Like double. Joe Biden will let in double as many illegal aliens as the previous three administrations combined. So 8 years of Bush, 8 years of Obama, 4 years of Trump, Joe Biden will have double the amount of illegal aliens coming across the border than the previous three terms. And now he has the secure the border. And this is the surge the border guy and everything. This is the open border policy and everything. So it's 100% a political stunt. It's, who knows, maybe Joe Biden will make a hat that says make America great again next. Maybe that's Joe Biden's next move. Remember, he stole Trump's policy with China. Now he's stealing Trump's border policy. I think Joe Biden should just come out and say, Biden 2024, make America great again. I mean, nobody's going to notice. Nobody will notice. Yo, I'm tough on China, says Joe Biden. I'm securing the border, says Joe Biden. So Trump is just beating him in all the polls. So now he's just stealing Trump's campaign. I think Joe Biden, make America great again 2024. Why wouldn't he? What's stopping him? But let's just be clear about two things here. This policy that he's signing does nothing. It's not securing the border at all. It's actually encouraging and writing into this executive order illegal aliens and amnesty and asylum. That's what this is doing. It's just securing all of it. And he says, 2,500 a day. I got news for you. They might have the infrastructure to give asylum to 2,500 a day, and maybe they have some idea of how they're going to curb that. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, it's not going to be 2,500 a day. The numbers of illegals coming across the border are not going to stop. They're not going to be lowered. They're not going to be curbed. They're just saying, we're just going to make a system that processes this many a day. Nothing is going to change. And remember when Mike Johnson comes out and makes a statement condemning Joe Biden for this, Mike Johnson passed and promoted and approved the omnibus bill that already had this written in. So this isn't even anything new. This is all a political stunt of Joe Biden, with the biggest issue for him right now is the open border. I mean, struggling Americans walk down the streets of New York or Chicago or wherever these illegal immigrants are set up, and they see them getting three free meals a day and everything for free and prepaid debit cards, and they're saying, what the hell? Why are these non-citizens getting free stuff? I'm paying for it. So this is all a political stunt. The omnibus bill already had this written into it. Mike Johnson approved it, and then he's going to come out and he's going to condemn Joe Biden for something he already approved. Give me a break. But let's go to Joe Biden as he slurs through this political stunt today, his executive order, not securing the border, guaranteeing that at least 1.5 million illegal aliens will come into this country every year. That's what this is. At least 1.5 million every year, signed on to by Joe Biden.
People.
Okay, here is the president.
Good afternoon. I've come here today to do what the Republicans in Congress refuse to do.
What?
Take the necessary steps
pause it.
To secure our border.
Slurs right through the beginning. I mean, I can't hear anything Congress to do. What he meant to say was he's blaming the Republicans for this. And look, in a way he's right. The Republicans in the House have not done anything to secure the border. So, I mean, but that's not what he's saying. He's claiming the Republicans aren't giving them enough money to process everybody coming across. That's what he's actually saying. So right out of the gates, blames Republican and slurs through the opening so you don't even know what he says. Continue.
4 months ago, after weeks of intense negotiation between my staff and Democrats and Republicans, we came to a clear bipartisan deal. It was the strongest border security agreement in decades. But then Republicans in Congress, not all, but walked away from it. Why? Because Donald Trump told them to. He told the Republicans, it has been published widely by many of you, that he didn't want to fix the issue. He wanted to use it to attack me.
Incredible. Pause.
That's what he wanted to do.
So rubber stamping, I think the actual number is like 1.7 million. I mean, anybody can do the math. What's 2,500 times 365? That's your number. It's like 1.7 million. And so all this does is it just rubber stamps that. It rubber stamps at least 1 million people to cross the border and get asylum every year with no proof, nothing. You just come here and you just get free stuff. So according to Joe Biden, that's the most secure border ever, is rubber stamping over 1 million per year. And again, that's, folks, they're not going to, how do you think they're going to stop? Are they going to boil it down to one entry point and you're going to have somebody sitting there with a clicker saying, oh, we hit 2,500 now. You can't come in. Please, please do not be so naive. The numbers of illegal aliens crossing the border are not going to be curbed at 2,500 a day. This is not going to change anything. It's just going to create a system where they rubber stamp 2,500 a day. That's all this does. But see, now Trump is the problem. Trump is the reason why we have an open border. This is incredible. Continue.
Cynical and an extremely cynical political move and a complete disservice to the American people who are looking for us to not to weaponize the border, but to fix it. Today, I'm joined by a bipartisan group of governors, members of Congress, mayors, law enforcement officials, most of whom live and work along the southern border. They know the border is not a political issue to be weaponized. The responsibility we have to share to do something about it. They don't have time for the games played in Washington, and neither do the American people. So today, I'm moving past Republican obstruction and using the executive authorities available to me as president to do what I can on my own to address the border.
Yes.
Frankly, I would have preferred to address this issue through bipartisan legislation, because that's the only way to actually get the kind of system we have now.
Oh, yeah. Pause it. This is the guy who brags about breaking the law to pay off your student debt. This is the guy who has started engaging in warfare in Russia and in the Middle East without congressional approval. Oh, but he cares so much about congressional approval. And 3.5 years into his presidency, with a record number of illegal aliens crossing the southern border every year, now he's going to do something about it, as he's behind double-digit points in the polls. Yes, okay. Continue with the slurring here.
To hire more Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers,
they're
more
quitting.
Judges. But Republicans have left me no choice. Today, I'm announcing actions to bar migrants who cross our southern border unlawfully from receiving asylum. Migrants will be restricted from receiving asylum at our southern border unless they seek it after entering through an established lawful process. And those who seek to come to the United States legally, for example, by making an appointment and coming to a port of entry, asylum will still be available to them. Still available.
He just said he would bar it. Now
he's
saying it's
available. If an individual chooses not to use our legal pathways, if they choose to come without permission and against the law, they'll be restricted from receiving asylum and staying in the United States. This action will help us gain control of our border, restore order into the process.
This is the guy that broke
it. This ban will remain in place until the number of people trying to enter illegally is reduced to a level that our system can effectively manage. We'll carry out this order consistent with all responsibilities under international law, every one of them. In addition to this action, we recently made important reforms in our asylum system, more efficient and more secure reforms. The goal is to deliver decisions on asylum as quickly as possible. The quicker decision means that a migrant is less likely to pay a criminal smuggler thousands of dollars to take him on a dangerous journey, knowing that if, in fact, they move in the wrong direction, they returned around quickly.
So now he's the criminal
smuggler. 2 weeks ago, the Department of Justice started a new docket in the immigration courts to address cases where people who have recently crossed the border and they make a decision within 6 months rather than 6 years, because that's what happens now. Additionally, the Department of Homeland Security has proposed new rules to allow federal law enforcement to more quickly remove asylum seekers that have criminal convictions. Remove them from the United States.
It's been going on 3.5 years.
My administration has also recently launched
rapists
and murderers to go after criminal networks that profit from smuggling migrants to our border and incentivize people to give tips to law enforcement.
This is incredible. Pause it right here. This is unreal. I mean, I know we get lied to a lot by our politicians, by presidents. I can remember some absolute humdingers of speeches from Obama in his final years. This is of legendary proportions right here. Blaming the open border on your political opposition, he says, we're going to stop the people that are profiting from the open border. Folks, the people profiting from the open border are the NGOs. They are the ones getting hundreds of millions of dollars. We just had the guest, I call him a whistleblower, 25 years in the Border Patrol. Now looking behind the scenes at what's going on, we just had the guest last Friday. The NGOs are making hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah, the cartels are making money too. That's not coming from the U.S. taxpayers. I mean, this is unbelievable. Do you really think the NGOs are going to get a dime spared after this executive order? Of course not. So nothing is going to change. Let's be perfectly clear. Nothing here is going to change. The only thing that's going to change is that Joe Biden is going to hire more judges and lawyers to process more illegal invaders. That is the only thing that's going to change here. Nothing else will change. Nothing else. The numbers are not going to go down. They're only going to go up. So that's all that's really happening here. They're just rubber stamping the invasion. and they're hiring more judges and lawyers to process it. That's all they're doing. And he says, we're going to stop the people that profit. The NGOs make hundreds of millions of dollars, folks. Hundreds of millions of dollars. And there's no oversight. And so they can write a check. They can go to the grocery store. They'll buy a box of diapers for babies. It'll be like $20 a box, and then they'll write a ticket, and they'll write a ticket to the government, and they'll say $200 a box. Again, I had the whistleblower in the studio last week. These lies are almost unbearable. We're going to play the whole speech. This is an all-timer right here. This is an all-time deception, propaganda, straight-up lying speech from the President of the United States. This is truly an all-timer, top 10 easy. To sit there and say, I'm securing the border as he's been responsible for the biggest invasion in the history of the world. Continue.
To justice. We're also sending additional federal prosecutors to hotspots along the border and prosecute individuals who break our immigration laws. One other critical step that we will be taking, and that has made a huge difference. We continue to work closely with our Mexican neighbors instead of attacking Mexico. And it's worked.
Yeah, and now the new president is going to bring in
trust between the Mexican President Lopez Obrador, and I'm going to do the same with the Mexican-elect president who I spoke with yesterday. We've chosen to work together.
She's going to bring in more illegal
partners. And the facts are clear. Due to the arrangements that I've reached with President Obrador, a number of migrants coming to our shared border unlawfully in recent months has dropped dramatically.
Recent months.
But while these steps are important, they're not enough. To truly secure the border, we have to change our laws, and Congress needs to provide the necessary funding to hire 1,500 more border security agents.
Nobody wants to work
100
there.
More immigration judges to help tackle the backlog of cases, more than 2 million of them. 4,300 more asylum officers to make decisions in less than 6 months instead of 6 years, which is what it takes now. And around 100 more high-tech detection machines to significantly increase...
So imagine this. Pause it right here. Imagine. He thinks you're so stupid, or whoever writes his speeches. Joe Biden doesn't know what's going on. This administration, these Democrats, they think you're so stupid that you're going to buy now that Joe Biden is the secure borders candidate. They think you're so stupid that you're going to believe that Joe Biden is the secure borders president. And as he's sitting there with the signs behind him that say secure the border, and he's saying, I'm taking executive action to secure the border, he's sitting here explaining how they're going to process more people coming across the border. So do you see what a joke this is? He could have come out and made a 60-second statement and said, as of this Tuesday, June 4th, 2024, the United States is not accepting another illegal alien, no asylum seekers, nothing. We are taking the numbers of border crossers down to zero as of today, zero. He could do that. He's not doing that. He's rubber stamping 2,500 a day. But that's not even going to matter. They're going to end up letting in however many come. Nothing is going to change. He just told you. The only thing that's changing is they're hiring more people to process them, judges, lawyers. That's all that's going to change. That's it. And he says this is a Secure the Border Act. I mean, this is a Houdini Act. This is an Abracadabra Act. Anybody that believes is going to fall for this. But see, if Donald Trump was saying this, it would be racist. Continue.
Fentanyl being smuggled into the United States.
These only cares about fentanyl now.
Were one of the primary reasons that the Border Patrol Union endorsed the bipartisan deal in the first place. These investments are essential, remain essential. As far as I'm concerned, if you're not willing to spend the money to hire more Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers, more judges, more high-tech machinery, you're just not serious about protecting our border.
What about that wall you canceled?
I believe that immigration has always been the lifeblood of America. We're constantly renewed by an infusion of people and new talent. Statue of Liberty is not some relic of American history.
Oh, I love this game they play.
It stands for who we are in the United States.
They play this game and they confuse you. We're not talking about immigration. There is an immigration process. We're talking about asylum. We're talking about criminal trespassing, invasion, illegal aliens. That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about immigrants. And they always bring up, oh, the Ellis Island. Oh, yes. Give me a break. So he does this abracadabra act. Oh, we are for immigration. Yeah, there is a process and it can be beneficial when we bring in doctors and engineers and scientists. He's bringing in the third world. He's bringing in people with no prospects. He's bringing in criminals. They're not bringing in doctors and scientists and engineers. Those people go through the immigration process. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a permanent welfare class that Joe Biden is rubber stamping. Continue.
So I will never demonize immigrants. I'll never refer to immigrants as poisoning the blood of a country.
Oh, now he's lying about Trump.
Further, I'll never separate children from their families at the border.
That's exactly what they are doing.
I will not ban people from this country because of their religious beliefs. I will not use the U.S. military to go into neighborhoods all across the country to pull millions of people out of their homes and away from their families to put detention camps. And
millions of people. So he's admitting there's millions of non-citizens here illegally.
He will do if he occupies his office again. On my very first day as president, I introduced a comprehensive immigration reform plan.
They said surge the border.
To fix our broken system.
And how'd that go? It's so bad now that you're doing a press conference.
For citizens, for dreamers, and a lot more. And I'm still fighting to get that done. But we must face the simple truth. To protect America as a land that welcomes immigrants, we must first secure the border and secure it now. The simple truth is there is a worldwide migrant crisis.
Pause it. There's a worldwide migrant crisis. So first he just admitted he's going to give amnesty to 10 million, 20 million, however many. And then he says there's a worldwide migrant crisis. Wow. Yeah, that's funny. There's a worldwide migrant crisis. And tell me, where are they all going? Where are all the migrants going? Where are they all going? Are they going to Israel? Are they going to Europe? Are they going to Africa? Are they going to China? Are they going to Japan? Are they going to South America? Are they going to Mexico? There's a worldwide migration crisis. Where are they all going? Oh, that's right. They're coming here by the millions. And you're rubber stamping it and then saying you're securing the border. This is honestly, I mean, this is all-timer. This is all-timer propaganda from a U.S. president. All-time lies told to you by a U.S. president. But it's like I don't even know how to explain this. He's telling you the policy that guarantees millions will enter every year, and then saying he's securing the border. We got more. He wasn't done, and then he got confused as well.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you, and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show. Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, unreal levels of inversion, propaganda, lying from Joe Biden here. He's even outdone himself, trying to convince Americans that he is the secure borders candidate. And this is obviously a political stunt, because this issue is crushing him so badly in the polls. So let's go back to the, I mean, this is just unbelievable. Let's go back to the dementia patient here, Joe Biden, reading off a speech someone else wrote for him.
There is a worldwide migrant crisis. And if the United States doesn't secure our border, there's no limit to the number of people may try to come here, because there's no better place on the planet than the United States of America.
I thought it was so bad.
For those who say the steps I've taken are too strict, I say to you that be patient, and goodwill of American people are wearing thin right now. Doing nothing is not an option. We have to act. We must act consistent with both our law and our values as Americans. I'll take these steps today, not to walk away from who we are as Americans, but to make sure we preserve who we are for future generations to come. Today,
what?
I've spoken about what we need to do to secure the border. In the weeks ahead, and I mean the weeks ahead, I'll speak to how we can make our immigration system more fair and more just. Let's fix the problem and stop fighting about it. I'm doing my part. We're doing our part. Congressional Republicans should do their part. Thank you very much.
Now comes the confusion. He says, where do I walk to? He looks to his right. He says, where do I walk to? Now he's confused. He can't deal with the audience.
he's distracted. He's been stopped. He looks on in confusion.
I ask, sir, is Prime Minister Netanyahu playing politics with the war?
I don't think so. He's trying to work out a serious problem he has. Thank you.
And now he stumbles away. Confused man. Stumbling away. And he's gone.
President Biden, they're leaving.
No questions from the press. Just slides out of the room. That is truly incredible. All right. Here's the response from Donald Trump in clip four.
Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country by far, has totally surrendered our southern border. His weakness and extremism have resulted in a border invasion like we have never seen before. Other countries have emptied out their prisons, insane asylums, and mental institutions and sent us drug dealers, human traffickers, and terrorists. Millions of people have poured into our country, and now, after nearly 4 years of his failed, weak leadership, pathetic leadership, Crooked Joe Biden is pretending to finally do something about the border. But in fact, it's all about show because he knows we have a debate coming up in 3 weeks. The truth is that Joe Biden's executive order won't stop the invasion. It's weak and it's pathetic. It will actually make the invasion worse. Millions of people a year will continue to pour across our border and be released into our country. And we recently learned Biden is secretly granting mass amnesty to hundreds of thousands of these illegal aliens, along with welfare, government benefits, work permits, and jobs. He's not doing that, however, for our veterans. He's not doing that for our homeless. He's giving illegal aliens far more than our veterans get, far more than our homeless get. Many of the left are even pushing for illegal aliens to vote in our elections, which is what this is all about. That's why they're allowing up to 20 million people since he took office. When I was president, we built over 500 miles of border wall, stopped the flood of criminals, and we had the safest border in the history of our country. We need to secure our border once again. We need to secure our border once and for all. Crooked Joe will never get the job done. He doesn't want to get the job done. It's just words and misinformation. Because he could have done it very easily. All he had to do is say, close the border. That's the power of the presidency. But when I'm elected, it will be my top priority. On day one, I will seal the border, stop the invasion, and send Joe Biden's illegal aliens back home. They have to be sent back home because no country can sustain the damage that our country is sustaining. All over the world, crime rates are going down. Because all over the world, not just South America, they're sending criminals into the United States of America. They're taking their drug dealers and their people in jail, lots of people in jail. They're taking their murderers, their killers, they're taking them all and they're sending them into the United States. In Venezuela, crime is down a staggering 67%. Because if you go to Caracas, if you go to different places, they're sending their criminals into the United States. It's a horrible thing, and that's happening all over the world, many, many places, many countries. We're not going to let it continue. We're going to get them out. We're going to bring our country back to safety. We're going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
You know, the one crazy part, I think, just at a very ground level, personal level, can you imagine you're an American homeless person? Maybe you're a veteran, whatever the case is, you're living on the streets, or maybe you're an American struggling to get by and you're within eyeshot. You have a view. Maybe it's right across the street from your house or where you live on the street. And you see hundreds, if not thousands of non-citizens, illegal aliens getting a total free ride, staying at 3-star, 4-star, 5-star hotels, getting food delivered every single day. I mean, can you imagine the Twilight Zone level of that? By the way, this is footage from last night. The footage we're showing on the screen last night that's from last night. Pouring across, just massive hordes pouring across. Nobody's stopping them. There's Border Patrol standing idly by. They're just walking across. They're just in. And they'll get a free ticket eventually to their final destination, where they will get three meals a day. They'll have all their needs taken care of. Entertainment, food, clothing, medical care, whatever they need. Travel, it's all taken care of. And imagine, you're a U.S. citizen struggling to get by or living on the streets. You're a veteran, and you're watching this. This is a government-funded invasion. And they're taking non-citizens, they're taking criminal, illegal aliens, and they're giving them everything. It's unspeakable. And they came out with this story. Illegal immigrants occupying 135 hotels in New York City. And they tried to fact check this and prove it wrong. Nope, it's true. 135 out of 680 New York City hotels are now shelters for illegal aliens. And they say, well, the caveat, because they really wanted to disprove this badly because that's so shocking. The caveat is that, well, they're not all of them are here illegally. Yeah, they are. They're not citizens. They're not filing for immigration. 135 out of 600 in New York City hotels are shelters for illegal aliens, shelters for migrants that come here with no prospects and they get free stuff, and it costs the U.S. taxpayer hundreds of millions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars. And then you can't get a hotel in New York City, or you can't afford it because the price is so up, there's none available. And then you're a homeless American, you're a homeless veteran, you're a New Yorker struggling to get by, and you have to walk by that shelter where they get everything for free and they don't even have to work. They don't even have to get a job. I mean, folks, this is, and they want them to vote.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane.
when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, just in case you need a refresher, let's look at what Joe Biden's border policy really has been. So we go back here. First day in office, clip 3.
There are going to be no deportations in the first 100 days of my campaign.
Let me get that right. You are going to freeze deportations?
Freeze deportations for the first 100 days.
Wow. First day in office, he's going to freeze deportations. Mm-hmm. What else is he going to do? Clip 20.
I would, in fact, make sure that there is, we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
Okay. So that's Joe Biden's real policy. And that's the policy that's been enacted. And that's why we had a record number of illegal border crossings for 3 straight years. Will be 4 straight years when this year's done. And now that Mayorkas and Sheinbaum, or whatever the new Mexican president's name is, control both sides of the border, that number's only going to go up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You think Joe Biden rubber stamping 2,500 a day for asylum is going to stop a single person from coming across? No. There's going to be new policy in Mexico with the new president. She's going to facilitate it. And more people are going to cross. They're going to have, because the old president didn't do this. I mean, there were some systems, but if you were going through Mexico, you were going through with the cartels, or you were finding your own way, or you were on the death train, whatever it was. Now Mexico will have an official policy with the new president, and she will have an infrastructure to take anybody at the southern Mexican border and bring them to the southern U.S. border. And so I'm guessing the numbers will only go up. But, oh, we'll limit to 2,500 a day for asylum. They're not going to stop anybody from coming in. That'll just be how many asylum seekers get asylum status every day. So that's the real Biden policy. It's the biggest invasion in the history of the world. And now he's running as the secure borders candidate. You cannot make this stuff up. Now, here's House Speaker Mike Johnson responding to that in clip 8.
I just want to tell you one important number, 126, 126. It was 126 days ago today that Joe Biden said, quote, I've done all I can do. He was asked about why he wouldn't use his extensive executive authority to address the border catastrophe that he himself created. And 126 days ago, he looked into the cameras and said, I'm out of options. I've done all I can do. He tried to convince us all for all this time that there was no way he could possibly fix the mess. Remember that he engineered it. When Congressman Ciscomani said a few moments ago, he began this on the day he took office over 3.5 years ago. He walked into the Oval Office and he started issuing executive orders, dozens of them. We counted 64 specific executive actions that President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas took to open that border wide. They did it intentionally. They engineered the open border. There's no question about it. The evidence is so clear. And now, suddenly, now he wants to issue some weak executive order. One, by the way, one executive order, supposedly to try to address the issue. It's window dressing. Everybody knows it. If he was concerned about the border, he would have done this a long time ago. And we don't know what's in this. The devil will definitely be in the details here, I can assure you. But from what we're hearing, It will ignore multiple elements that have to be addressed, the elements that were in our legislation that we passed over 14 months ago, to fix the broken asylum program, to fix the broken parole process, to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy, to end the catch and release policy that they've advanced. Those are the reasons that this catastrophe has been allowed to continue, and whatever little short measure that he's going to do here is not going to solve the problem. In fact, by some estimates, it might make it worse because it will extend once again the welcome mat. Incentivize people to come and be among the first 2,500 is what we're hearing. The first 2,500 per day to come in, to be ensured that you get your welcome package when you come into the country illegally. It's absolute madness.
Now, everything he says there is accurate, but let's be clear about something. Mike Johnson, the speaker, has done nothing to secure the border either. He's done nothing. That's a nice speech, Mike. It's a nice press conference, Mike. What have you done? He's done nothing. He helped pass the omnibus bill that wrote the original schematic, the original blueprint for what Biden just made an executive order out of. So I don't really know what all the political strategy here is other than Biden wants to address the fact that illegal immigration is one of the top issues right now. So he wants to go to a press conference and have secure the border on banners next to him. So he's trying to rebrand himself as the secure borders candidate. That's, I think, what the move here is from the Democrats that run Joe Biden by the puppet strings. But what Mike Johnson is complaining about, he already passed in the omnibus bill. There's nothing new here. That number, 2,500 a day, came from the National Security Bill. Remember that? Did Mike Johnson stop that? No. He voted for it. He helped get it passed. And he's going to sit here and complain about what Biden just signed into an executive order that he already voted to confirm months ago? There are all kinds of strategy that Mike Johnson could employ here to stop the border invasion. He's done nothing. He's done nothing. So, nice speech. You've done nothing. And isn't it funny? As they want us to sit here and be worried about the bird flu. And look, if they're going to plan some new viral release, the proof is in the pudding here, folks. You've got all kinds of diseases coming across the southern border. By the way, none of them have resulted in a pandemic, thank God. Tuberculosis, bubonic plague. Yeah. Have all been spotted in the illegal alien communities, where they stay, spreading it. So they're bringing disease across. So why do they sit here and they panic over a virus or a bird flu? Or why do they tell you have to be locked down for COVID when they're bringing in disease-ridden illegal aliens every day? Well, because it's all a game. And so to me, it just shows how these pandemics are all controlled. They decide what virus they're going to make in a lab. They decide what they're going to release. They've already got the vaccine ready to go. So it's all just a big game. And bird flu is the next one. And then, oh, look, they're working on a bird flu vaccine. Or then they have RSV. And then, oh, look, they're working on an RSV vaccine. So they don't really care about viruses coming into the country. They don't really care about viral outbreaks or anything like that. All these pandemics are media driven. So, oh, bird flu. And then look, we've got a bird flu vaccine. Exact same thing with COVID. If they cared about the nation's health, they wouldn't bring in 5 million illegal immigrants or 10 million illegal immigrants in 4 years. So give me a break on that. All right. We got through all of that. We got through all of that in the first hour. We're going to go to the Merrick Garland hearing today in the second hour. And do you remember the gentleman that was trolling, if you will, behind Anthony Fauci yesterday? Yes, that was Ivan Raiklin. He's going to be joining us in the third hour to talk about that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have great products. Many of them you can't find anywhere else at InfoWarsStore.com. And so if you're a fan of these products, you might want to stock up now. Could be the last time to buy. And we're not even sure if we're going to have another run of some of these products like BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X3, DNA Force Plus, Turbo Force Plus. We're not sure if we're even going to get another run of these. So it could be a situation where we sell out and we're not even allowed to purchase more product to sell. So the summer kickoff super sale is here, and a lot of these great products that are just one of a kind are 40% off, like DNA Force Plus, like Brain Force Ultra, like Survival Shield X3. And look, there's other products out there. You might be able to find a great turmeric supplement, probably not as good as Bodies. You might be able to find another beet supplement, definitely not good, as good as Vaso Beets, 40% off. There's some vitamin B stuff you can get out there. Nothing is as good as the liquid tincture that we have, Ultra 12, 40% off. Nothing like the nascent iodine we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, Survival Shield X3. All these are 40% off. Could be the last run. So I'm stocking up on my favorite products. I suggest you do the same thing at InfoWarsStore.com. Could be the last run. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. That's a great deal. I'm stocking up myself.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
started in the 1400s, the Russian monarchy was based on the second letter to Thessalonians, where Paul speaks of a restrainer who holds back evil. As long as there was a Christian czar on earth, the dark powers of the Antichrist would not come to power. Symphonia is the orthodox relationship between the church and the state, where the state protects the church and the church protects the state from falling into sin and heresy. In 1916, after the Russian Civil War, known as the Time of Troubles, the Russians elected Michael Romanov, 16 years of age, as Tsar of Russia, and the Romanov family ruled from 1613 until 1917. During this period, Russia prospered. They became more focused on Christianity and promoted it worldwide through missionary work. While Christianity was the main religion, there were Jews, Muslims, and pagans who were free to practice their own religion. The only religion that was made illegal was the Talmudic worshiping Jews, because the Talmudic traditions were seen as anti-Christian and in complete opposition of their spiritual goals. These anti-Christian philosophies infiltrated the country when Freemasonry migrated to Russia in the mid-1700s. The Freemasons taught that the traditional Christian values upheld by the dynasty were outdated and were keeping Russia from competing with the West. Liberal ideas were introduced, such as misogyny, because women weren't allowed to be Freemasons, which became so popular that if you were a noble person, you had to be a Freemason. And Freemasonry taught that all religions can be one, and therefore the Russian Orthodox Symphonia must be abolished. The Tsar stood strongly against this, and so the idea of revolution was introduced. During the industrialization of the 1800s, factories became home to Masonic revolutionary ideas. And in 1917, the revolution began, and the royal family was taken prisoner. The family was taken from their home to a stone house several miles away on the highest point of the Ural Mountains, called Ascension Hill, and murdered. According to the official narrative, they were executed by a firing squad in the basement, but according to the evidence, they were murdered in a very dark ritual manner. According to the investigation of the Orthodox Church, the murderers themselves, and the material evidence, this is what happened on the night of July 17th, 1918. The stone house was known by the Bolsheviks to be a place where evil acts have taken place in the past. It was prepared ahead of time, and the murder involved 11 assassins and 11 victims. The Tsar, his wife, the four daughters, the son, and four servants. The number 11 is believed to be based on the 11 apostles who remained after Judas betrayed Christ. These 11 people were taken into the basement. They were shot in the knees, and they were stabbed with bayonets. And during all of this, their mouths were gagged to quiet their screams. In their memoirs, the murderers wrote it was so bad that they were vomiting. The bodies were then wrapped up in white linen, placed into the back of a truck, and kept alive as they were driven to a swampy area outside of the city. They were finally murdered by being hung upside down to drain their blood. They were beheaded, their teeth removed, and their bodies chopped into pieces. The body parts were partially dissolved in acid and then burned. Eggs were boiled, sprinkled with ash from the burnt linens, which were soaked in royal blood, and consumed at the crime scene. The Tsar's head was placed into a jar, preserved in alcohol, and shipped to Moscow. In the 1920s, the Romanov family diaries were released by the Bolsheviks. They showed the Tsar to be an honorable man, highly intelligent involving political affairs, and a devout Christian. As if part of the ritual, this brought shame to the Russian people, who were turned against the Tsar through Marxist propaganda. The Federal Reserve System, the Rothschilds, and the British Roundtable opposed the Tsar and the traditional Christian policies that stood in the way of their plans for world domination. And many Russians see the murder of Tsar Nicholas II as a necessary precursor to the New World Order, which began proliferating after his death. Tsar Nicholas II is now a saint in the Russian Orthodox Church, and millions of Russian Orthodox Christians believe they need to repent for allowing the dynasty to be destroyed. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
If
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
It's an omen.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Merrick Garland was testifying today, and this is truly a weak and pathetic worm of a man, and you can just tell by the way he talks. You know, as Joe Biden is claiming he's securing the border, Merrick Garland apparently disagrees. Listen to what he says about the border in clip 10.
We've had 5 million illegal immigrants deliberately released into our country with very limited vetting. And while the Border Patrol has been overwhelmed, another 2 million known gotaways have entered as well. Now, last year, your FBI director told this committee that he believes this constitutes a massive security threat. Again, his words. Do you agree with that assessment?
I'm never going to be disagreeing with the FBI director, but my recollection, he said that there is a national security threat of people from known terrorist organizations crossing the border.
Known terrorist operations crossing the southern border. Merrick Garland, the attorney general of Joe Biden. But Biden's the secure the borders president. Didn't you see the press conference today? Now, here's Thomas Massie and his full 5 minutes. How Merrick Garland is an attorney general is just, this guy has to be so controlled, and they wanted to put him on the Supreme Court. I mean, this guy is weak. You can just hear it in his squirmy little voice. So here's Thomas Massie's 5 minutes with Merrick Garland in clip 11.
I want to start by reading you the appointment clause of the Constitution. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 6 states, the president shall nominate and by and with the advice and consent of the Senate shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers and consuls, judges of the Supreme Court and all other officers of the United States whose appointments are not herein otherwise provided for and which shall be established by law. Are U.S. attorneys nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate according to this appointments clause?
They are appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate.
Wouldn't you agree that U.S. attorneys are held to the appointments clause because they are delegated some part of the sovereign power of the United States, such as the ability to make indictments and charge individuals with crimes?
I would say that those are not the reasons why, and a court has already ruled on the question of whether special counsels are subject to the appointments clause in the Mueller case and ruled that they were not.
Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden or confirmed by the U.S. Senate?
Look, you're asking me about a case. Again, motions filed.
This is a simple question.
No, I'm not.
Was Jack Smith nominated by President Biden?
No, he was not.
Was he confirmed by the Senate?
No, he was not.
When was the special counsel statute passed?
There is no special counsel statute. There was an independent counsel statute that was expired.
So it expired. So what gives you the authority to appoint a special counsel? You've created an office in the U.S. government that does not exist without authorization from Congress.
There are regulations under which the Attorney General appoints special counsel. They've been in effect for 30 years, maybe longer, under parties of under both parties, the matter that you're talking about whether somebody can have an employee of the Justice Department serve as special counsel has been adjudicated.
You appealed. Let me interrupt for a second, because you appealed to a regulation, a rule, whereas the Constitution says shall be established by law.
Yeah, the statutes.
Right, the statute. But you referred to a regulation, not to U.S. Code.
May I answer? The regulation cites the two U.S. Code provisions that permit the Attorney General's appointment. Attorney General Barr cited to the same ones.
Are you familiar?
Even Attorney General Meese did that.
All right. Are you familiar with former Attorney General Meese's amicus brief?
No.
You're not?
I know that he's filed one because I read it in the newspapers, but otherwise I'm not familiar with it.
Well, he raises some good questions that I agree with in there. It seems like you've created an office that would require an act of Congress, yet there's not an act of Congress that authorizes that. And even if it didn't require an act of Congress, and you've already admitted it, there was no act of Congress that established this office, it would still require, according to the Constitution, a nomination by the President and confirmation by the Senate. I want to move on to January 6th.
In other words, Jack Smith is totally illegitimate.
The DOJ is on pace to arrest roughly one protester a day in 2024, nearly 3 years after the incident?
I don't know what the pace is. His job is to arrest and bring to justice people who are criminally responsible, and as they are found, they will be arrested.
Is your office preparing to drop charges against more than 340 January 6thers charged with 1512C2 and release dozens from prison on that count if the Supreme Court this month reverses how your department has used that statute against them?
We respect the Supreme Court. Whatever the court rules, we will act appropriately.
So you'll have to drop the charges if the Supreme Court says that you did that wrongfully.
I'm not going to answer hypotheticals. We'll wait and see what the Supreme Court says.
What do you say in response to D.C. Appellate Court overturning two excessive sentencing requests sought by your office?
I say that is a United States system of justice working. If people think that they have inappropriate sentences, they can appeal their sentences. That's the way our system works, and we respect the results.
So you've refused to answer questions before us, including my questions about January 6th on multiple occasions here in this committee, but the Inspector General is preparing a report. Are you in receipt of that report yet? He's promised to examine the role and activity of DOJ and its components in preparing for and responding to the events at the U.S. Capitol. Are you in receipt of that?
I'm not in receipt of any report. You'll have to ask the Inspector General.
Isn't it true that it will go to you before it's released for review?
I don't know about that. It will not go to me for review. The Inspector General is independent. I hope to see it before, but that's up to the Inspector General. Let me just remind you, the Attorney General on January
6th. Do we have your commitment to release that as soon as you see it?
The determination of the release of Inspector General reports is up to the Inspector General. We give them independence. Congress demands that we give them independence.
My time has expired, but we have your commitment not to slow down the release of that from the Inspector General.
Our Inspector General is a very independent person. There's no way I could stop him from doing what the law requires.
I yield back.
And I would certainly never do that.
All right. Let's go to, I think this one, clip 12. I believe this is Jim Jordan, guys. Go ahead and give Jim Jordan with Merrick Garland, clip 12.
Standard processes were not followed. The Washington field office ran that raid, not the Miami field office. The operation was run out of headquarters, not from an assigned U.S. attorney's office, as is customary. The FBI didn't seek consent before doing the raid, and the FBI refused to wait for President Trump's attorneys to be present before the search was conducted. And there's Jay Bratt. Mr. Bratt's on the special counsel team. He met with Biden White House officials multiple times, including just weeks before Jack Smith indicts former President Trump. But what's most troubling is what Mr. Bratt did to Stanley Woodward. Mr. Woodward represents one of the defendants in the documents case. He was summoned by Mr. Bratt to department headquarters. At the meeting, Mr. Bratt informed Stanley Woodward, if your guy flips, if your client changes, it could help your chances for that judgeship you are interested in. Unbelievable. And of course, there's the fact that Jack Smith changed the sequence of the documents he seized in the raid of the president's home. Had to file this with the judge and with the court. The physical documents don't match the scanned documents. Many people call this tampering with evidence. Jack Smith mishandled the very documents he charged President Trump with mishandling. Remember what Special Counsel Herr found? On page one of his report, he said this: President Biden knowingly kept classified information. President Biden knowingly disclosed classified information. And then on page 231, he told us why President Biden did it. Page 231, quote, Joe Biden had strong motivations for ignoring the procedures for classified information because he was writing a book for which he got paid $8 million. President Trump gets charged for allegedly mishandling documents, but Jack Smith can mishandle documents, no problem. Joe Biden can mishandle documents, no problem. Never forget, this is the same Department of Justice who made David Weiss the special counsel in the Hunter Biden case. After Mr. Weiss spent 4.5 years investigating President Biden's son and had the sweetheart deal he took to the court laughed out of court, he gets named special counsel. This is the same Department of Justice whose Civil Rights Division has done nothing to address the attacks on Jewish students at college campuses. This is the same Department of Justice who can't tell us who planted the pipe bombs on January 6th, who leaked the Dobbs draft opinion, and who put cocaine in the White House. And this is the same Department of Justice who told us in a memo from the Attorney General himself that moms and dads at school board meetings should be investigated. Same Department of Justice who said pro-life Catholics are extremists. The same Department of Justice who censored Americans. And the same Department of Justice who retaliated against whistleblowers who came to this committee and told us about these wrongdoings. So, Mr. Garland, we're glad you're here today. We've got lots of questions. Many Americans believe there's now a double standard in our justice system. They believe that because there is. And we're going to have lots of questions about that problem. With that, I yield to the ranking member for his opening.
Now, Jack Smith's entire case has completely fallen apart. This is why they had all these different attacks against Donald Trump, but it really doesn't even matter at this point. They've already got him convicted in New York. They'll probably go after him in D.C. as well. And so even if the Florida case does fall apart, they've already got the headlines of, oh, classified documents, Trump mishandled the documents, even though it was Jack Smith with an illegitimate special counsel that indeed mishandled the documents. So Merrick Garland just basically taking the tongue lashing there. Here's Representative Andy Biggs getting into the Biden problem and how the Attorney General and his office have been protecting Biden in clip 13.
Mr. Attorney General, the reality is Mr. Herr, Special Counsel Herr, found that then former Vice President, President Biden, had retained and disclosed classified information. Isn't that true?
Mr. Herr has presented a long report.
Isn't that true? I mean, come on. I'm practically quoting right from it. You wouldn't disagree with that assessment.
I won't disagree with I'm not going to comment on his report. He sets forth, I appointed him to investigate
right,
the allegations about classified documents.
So the reason that we end up talking over you is because a simple question like that goes unanswered. You're non-responsive. You're non-responsive to the question. Because that is what Mr. Herr found. And then he also found, and you're not going to like this because I'm going to quote from it, from this. He basically says here that he found Mr. Biden to be sympathetic and, here he is, a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. And so he made a prosecutorial decision that he wasn't going to prosecute. Are you going to dispute that? You're not disputing that, are you?
Mr. Herr's report.
Okay, you're going to say it stands on its own. Okay,
sorry.
So it stands on its own. No, because you're not intent on answering. You want to be non-responsive. You want to filibuster.
I'd like to answer your question.
Do you dispute that? So let's just face it. Mr. Biden has not been prosecuted, correct?
That's correct.
And the rationale given by Mr. Herr is because he was a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, and he thought the jury would have sympathy towards Mr. Biden.
That was one of a long list of reasons that Mr. Herr gave for his decision.
Give me one more reason.
He found that, look, I don't want to get into a discussion about this, but I will say one of them was that the president was completely cooperative in this matter.
Yeah, that's an excuse.
That's the reason, huh?
Okay. That's hilarious.
You asked me, the
issue that we have here, you don't want to give us the audio tape. You don't want us to have the recording. But ultimately, the issue is whether the transcript actually supports the special counsel's determination. Now, your office has basically pled two things in court. Claiming, number one, executive privilege, and number two, this kind of interesting novel approach saying fake, deep fakes, AI. Right. Did your staffer who filed that, did they consult with you about the deep fake AI, rationale for not providing the audio to us?
You're mischaracterizing the filing. That was one of a substantial number of arguments made in a Freedom of Information.
Did they consult with you specifically about that idea, that notion where they were going to say something like, quote, this is from the pleading, the passage of time and advancements in audio artificial intelligence and deepfake technologies only amplify concerns about malicious manipulation of audio files, close quote. Did they consult with you about that provision?
I'm not going to talk about internal department deliberations. See, that was one of a large number of explanations in the document you're talking about.
And I'm talking specifically about that particularized rationale. And you don't want to discuss it, which is why you're non-responsive. And that's why we need the audio. Now, let me explain why. Because your attorney also said that you did alter the transcript, and they said it was filler words, repeat words, and, I. But you know what? We don't know whether he said there were blank times where there was silence. We don't know whether those were 1 minute long, 2 minutes long. We don't know if he sputtered for and, because those were edited out. We do not know whether this supports and substantiates Mr. Herr's findings. By the way, You want to rely on Mr. Herr. You need to go back and listen to his testimony. Mr. Herr was pretty conclusive there that he had a poor memory. He was not able to answer all the questions. Substantively, the transcript may be accurate, but you know what? The audio would tell us so much more, which is why the Supreme Court, in the case that you poo-pooed when Mr. Fitzgerald was asking about, They said, look, you know, if there's editing that's gone on here, that's the rationale, and there was editing. Your own office admitted it, but you won't admit it today. You've been non-responsive, and that's why we need the audio, and that's why you're here. Yield back.
Now, here's the question. So, obviously, they're protecting Joe Biden by not releasing the audio. That much is obvious. The question is, okay, well, how much did they edit the transcript? And are we in a position right now where they could be editing the audio? And to say, oh, well, there could be a deep fake audio that comes out, so we can't release the audio. I mean, what a farce. By the way, there's already deep fakes out there. So you can create a voice and then have them read the script. It's already been done. There's already people have made it, and they have a fake Biden voice reading the thing anyway. So okay, that logic is obviously flawed. Either they're not going to release the tapes, or they're probably going to edit the tapes before they release them, cut out all the times where Biden blanks out and stutters and slurs as much as they can. Of course, that would probably be a crime, but what do they care? I think Merrick Garland would care. And I wonder if there's multiple copies of that in case anybody can actually preserve the original, should we ever get the audio. Well, maybe they should push the gas on getting that. And you can tell Representative Biggs getting a little frustrated. All right. Christopher Wray, FBI director, was also being pressured today. By the way, between all of these bums, nobody can find the D.C. pipe bomber. Isn't that amazing? So Senator Kennedy brings up Jeffrey Epstein to Christopher Wray, and it goes like this.
Okay. Here's my second question. We know that Jeffrey Epstein, who is now deceased, and Ms. Maxwell, his associate, who's in prison, were engaged in a conspiracy of sex trafficking with minors. So were others. It's been widely reported. What's the FBI doing to investigate the other people that were involved in these sex trafficking rings?
Well, I'm not sure that I can confirm any specific individual.
Well, let me put it this way. Let me give you some facts, widely reported. Jeffrey Epstein had video surveillance in all of his homes and on his private island. And there have been articles after articles from witnesses who have said he videotaped sex acts with prominent people because he was trying to incur with young girls that he had procured to try to incur favor with those prominent people and potentially for to be able to blackmail them. Now, that's a fact. And the FBI and other federal agencies have raided his houses. Do you have those tapes?
Again, I can't discuss the specifics of our law enforcement operations related to Mr. Epstein or Ms. Maxwell, but obviously we had very active investigation related to both of them. But whether it extends to other people, I'm not sure that's something
A suit was filed yesterday against one of those prominent people by one of the young women sex trafficked, allegedly, said he was part of the ring. It's on the front page. I don't know. Is this New York Times, Wall Street Journal? And we keep seeing article after article after article. And we keep hearing about prominent person after prominent person after prominent person. I just want to know if these prominent people are above the law and are going to be, and aren't being investigated. Or is the FBI investigating them?
Well, no one is above the law, number one. As to whether specific people are being investigated, that's not something that I, as I'm sure you can appreciate, can engage on here. We've devoted significant resources to the investigation.
Is it ongoing?
I'm not sure there's anything I can share with you on that, but let me see if we can get back to you and provide a little more
information. Well, for example, your job, these allegations in this lawsuit.
That's not the flow of power. The flow of power is Congress to the FBI.
I haven't seen
the
article.
It'll trigger your gag reflex. Is the FBI going to investigate that?
Well, I haven't seen the article, but I would be happy to take a look at it and take it back and see if it's part of something.
I'd just like to know.
I share your...
Yeah. Is the FBI still investigating this, or are these prominent people going to go scot-free?
I'm not sure that I can tell you whether or not there is ongoing work being devoted to this. I would be happy to take a look at the specific article. I share your disgust.
Doesn't seem like it.
At Mr. Epstein's conduct and Ms. Maxwell's conduct.
And
so others. Try working for the FBI?
The whole operation.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that's why the investigation is probably not ongoing. So there you go. But don't worry. They'll get Trump. They'll get Schroyer. They'll get Peter Navarro. You know. They'll get Steve Bannon, they'll get Alex Jones, they'll get you, they'll get a grandma praying outside an abortion clinic. But Epstein, I never heard of him. Who is that?
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course,
Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot, who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, I promise we're going to move on from all the D.C. swamp activity, but I saved the best for last. Here's Matt Gaetz with a squirming Merrick Garland.
Attorney General, you've told us that it's a dangerous conspiracy theory to allege that the Department of Justice is communicating with these state and local prosecutions against Trump. You can clear it all up for us right now. Will the Department of Justice provide to the committee all documents, all correspondence between the department and Alvin Bragg's office and Fannie Willis's office and Letitia James's office?
The offices you're referring to are independent offices of state.
I get that. State. The question is whether or not you will provide all of your documents and correspondence. That's the question. I don't need a history lesson.
Well, I'm going to say again, We do not control those offices. They make their own decisions.
The question is whether you communicate with them, not whether you control them. Do you communicate with them, and will you provide those communications?
You make a request. We'll refer it to our Office of Legislative Affairs.
But see, here's the thing. You come in here and you lodge this attack that it's a conspiracy theory that there is coordinated lawfare against Trump. And then when we say, fine, just give us the documents, give us the correspondence, and then if it's a conspiracy theory, that will be evident. But when you say, well, we'll take your request, and then we'll sort of work it through the DOJ's accommodation process, then you're actually advancing the very dangerous conspiracy theory that you're concerned about. Now, you were a judge, once nominated the highest court in our country. When you were a judge, I'm just curious, did you ever make political donations to partisan candidates?
No.
No. And you didn't because that would create the potential appearance of impropriety.
I didn't because there's a federal rule barring federal judges from making contributions.
Right, but under that same theory of attacks on the judicial process, like, shouldn't someone be owed, like, a jury of their peers and a judge that's non-biased rather than getting a judge from your political opponent's donor file?
I'm well aware that you're not asking a hypothetical. You're asking me to comment on a jury verdict in another jurisdiction which has to be respected. I won't comment on it. That case is still ongoing. The defendant
Mr. Attorney General, I hadn't asked you about the verdict yet. We were getting there. I was talking about the judge. And so let me ask you this question about your time as a judge. Was there ever a time when you were a judge when you had a family member who was personally profiting off of the notoriety of a case that was before your court?
I'm going to say again, it's very clear you're asking me to comment on a case in another jurisdiction.
No, hold on, Mr. Attorney General. Did you ever have a family member?
Not federal jurisdiction, remember that.
Off of the notoriety of any case that you sat over. I'm
going to say again, you're asking
yes or no?
You're asking me to comment on a case currently.
Well, it seems you're connecting the dots, Mr. Attorney General. I'm just asking you as to a general principle, but you are aware that Judge Mershon's daughter was profiting off of this prosecution. You are aware that creates the appearance of impropriety. You know the very reason there's a federal rule against judges giving donations is because it is the very attack on the judicial process that we're concerned about.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with anything you just said, but I'm not going to comment on it.
Okay,
on
so you won't comment on it, Mr. Attorney General, but you had no problem.
He won't comment. He just says he
Matthew
disagrees,
Colangelo.
Which is
Who's
a comment.
Matthew Colangelo?
That is false. I did not dispatch Matthew Colangelo.
Matthew Colangelo became the Assistant Attorney General at the very beginning of the Biden administration, without having been Senate confirmed, goes and gets the senior role at the DOJ, and then after, I believe it's Gupta replaces Colangelo, Colangelo makes this remarkable downstream career journey from the U.S. Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., and then pops up in Alvin Bragg's office to go get Trump. And you're saying that's just a career choice that was made that has nothing to do with the lawfare coordinated
by the
saying
it's false. I did not dispatch Mr. Colangelo anywhere.
Well, do you know how he ended up there?
I assume he applied for a job there and got the job.
But see, you know what?
I had nothing to do with it.
Well, you might not have had anything to do with it, but we've got this contemporaneous evidence in Mr. Pomerantz's book. So Pomerantz writes this book, which I'm sure you're aware of, where he says, we put together the legal eagles to get Trump. We got all these folks together and we assembled them for that purpose. And so when we on the Judiciary Committee think about attacks on the judicial process, our concern is that the facts and the law aren't being followed. A target is acquired, here Trump, and then you assemble the legal talent from DOJ, Mr. Pomerantz, and you bring everybody in to get him. And meanwhile, the judge is making money on it. The judge's family's making money on it for stuff that you yourself wouldn't do. You know, no one's going to buy this. No one's going to believe it. It's going to create great disruption. And I am saddened by it because, like you, I have given my life to the law. I care deeply about the law. And I think that the lawfare we've seen against President Trump will do great damage well beyond our time in public service. I see my time's expired. I yield back.
Oh, I have no comment, but I disagree. Everything you said, and he obviously knows exactly what he's talking about without having to say it. How the judge's daughter is making tens of millions of dollars from Democrat donations. And that just so happens to be the judge on the case. The former U.S. attorney in the Department of Justice just so happens to get on the case as well. It's just all a coincidence. And then when they request to see the communications, Merrick Garland balks. Now, here's the key. This is the trick for the Trump-hating leftists in your life that are celebrating the conviction of Donald Trump. And so this is Piers Morgan Show, Michael Knowles on there talking to some leftist-hating Trump celebrating the conviction. And we'll get back in. Hold on. We'll get back into the jurisdiction here because it comes up. So Michael Knowles, hey, all right, Trump-hating leftists celebrating the conviction. What's the charge?
Tradition. I would challenge her to see if she could possibly articulate how and what crime Trump committed, because so far Alvin Bragg, the DA, has failed to do so. The judge in the case, Judge Mershon, has failed to do so, and they can't do it because Trump didn't commit any of the crimes for which he's been convicted.
Well, let's just ask quickly before I go to Kevin. Francesca, just on that point, what crime did Trump commit?
It was financial crimes. It was white collar crimes.
Which one, though, charged him.
He was convicted on.
What was the crime?
It's New York state law.
No, I understand. What was the crime?
Francesca just got convicted on
34 counts.
Francesca, what was the crime of
cooking the actual books?
What was the crime?
You are not allowed to use your own financial, like your own money to pay off somebody, and then he logged it as something different. He logged it as just a regular payment, but he was actually paying off this porn star to keep quiet, which if he hadn't been running for president would not have mattered, but he was. And so it impacted campaign finance laws in New York State. Okay. Wrong. That is what Juan Merchan just oversaw this. Okay. Alvin Bragg brought these charges because Michael Cohen was already sentenced to three years to do it.
Let's just go before Kevin. I'll be very, very, very patient. We'll come to you.
Look, I'm no expert. Let me just say,
Michael, you are no expert. That's the campaign finance law, it's a federal law.
Hang on.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And Knowles hits it right there afterwards. So clearly they don't even understand what's going on here, but it doesn't matter. The Democrats are so blinded by hatred and they're so driven by hatred for Trump that they just don't care about the corruption. They don't care about anything anymore. It's all like a weird sexual pleasure for them to go after their political opposition. And so again, they don't even know what Trump was charged with, and neither does Trump for that matter, because they're trying to claim that he committed a federal election crime, which would be lying about a campaign expense, which is not what he did, but that would be the crime. But then why is it being held in the state of New York? Even Merrick Garland says this is not in my jurisdiction. A federal election crime is a federal crime, not a New York state crime that goes into the New York state court with a New York attorney general, a New York district attorney. No. So why did they go into New York? Because they owned the judge. They owned the attorneys. And so they took it to New York. And now they have all these liberals confused, thinking, no, they caught him committing a federal election crime. But it wasn't in a federal court. So what's the crime? And they don't even know. And when you ask them that simple question, they fall apart and admit they're not an expert.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers. to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Let's take a look at some of this other news we have today. Now, do you believe Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, when he says he is going to take on the justice system following the Trump conviction? Do you believe that? I tend not to believe that. So we shall see. Oh, he's going to do something about the border. Oh, he's going to do something about the political persecution of Donald Trump. I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't hold my breath. Prosecutors destroy Hunter Biden in opening statement, tell court he bought a gun while smoking crack every 15 minutes. Now, Hunter Biden, not very bright. He writes in his memoirs about his drug addictions and I guess forgot that he had signed the papers to buy a gun where you have to say you're not on drugs. By the way, none of this will matter. Hunter Biden will not be charged. The Democrats will have an activist on the jury, and there'll either be a mistrial or jury nullification, essentially. And so I wouldn't expect anything there either. But he's got a loyal wife. I got to give him that. Hunter Biden's wife lashes out at ex-Trump advisor in trial break, calls him a Nazi POS. Of course, that would be Garrett Ziegler, who runs Marco Polo, which turned the Biden laptop into a book, very large book, that I happened to leave a couple copies of in the federal prison I was in. I got mailed a couple copies of that. I already had one at home. So I left it. Little gift for the prison. They can look at Hunter Biden's laptop if they want. That's fun. So that makes him a Nazi POS. That's a loyal wife. I'll give him that. You don't mind Hunter Biden with all the pornography and God knows those photos and videos of him with, well, it's hard to say for sure. We don't get those answers. But that's what you got from old Hunter Biden. That's going on in the courtroom. No, don't bet on Hunter Biden being charged with anything. Don't bet on Mike Johnson doing anything. Now, maybe the Republicans can get serious about Biden at some level. This is Attorney General Andrew Bailey in Missouri pushing back against the illegal student loan cancellation, which, of course, isn't a cancellation. Somebody's paying for it. Some takeaways from court today, where we challenged Biden's unlawful $500 billion student loan debt cancellation scheme. Attorney General Andrew Bailey, today went well. The judge was engaged in our arguments. He said we could expect a ruling in the next few weeks. One of our biggest points to the court, the Supreme Court ruled in 2023 that Joe's first student loan debt scheme was unconstitutional. 10 days later, Joe issued a Plan B in direct defiance of federal law. Then he bragged about it. He's bragged about it on multiple occasions. He's trying to buy votes. Joe Biden has never been concerned with the rule of law, but the rule of law matters. Today, Biden's lawyers attempted to argue his newest student loan plan is completely different than the one the Supreme Court struck down last year. The only difference is it costs more money. It's still illegal. Another point made to the court: this unconstitutional redistribution of wealth transfers Ivy League debt onto farmers, truckers, nurses, and teachers. It's not only unlawful, it's inherently unfair to those who paid off their debt or don't have loans in the first place. I'm one of those Americans who paid for my education in blood, sweat, and tears in service to my nation. This is personal for me. After all, repay means just that, to give back what is owed, not for the president to unilaterally saddle working Americans with Ivy League debt. Overpriced Ivy League debt, by the way. A policy question, Dr. Nature Center. A policy question like student loan debt cancellation is something for Congress to decide. They've neglected to pass a bill doing so twice. The president cannot subvert Congress and do it himself. Separation of powers exists for a reason. If the president gets to disregard the Constitution, our nation is at stake. It's a threat to democracy. It's a threat to democracy. Yeah. I like that. I like using the Democrats' words against them. You know? It's always good to use Democrat words against them. So, Joe Biden tries to illegally buy votes. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey standing up for it. We need more attorneys general like that. We need Jared Sessler in Congress. He's running in Washington. He was responding to the Fauci hearing yesterday. He says this: Fauci is responsible for $1 trillion of U.S. debt. He led one of the most corrupt organizations under the U.S. government, NIH. He partnered with Bill Gates, who openly says that the world population needs to be radically reduced. I feel zero concern for him when I say that Fauci is responsible for the deaths of millions throughout the world. Hashtag Nuremberg 2. Do the crime, do the time. Yeah. That's the kind of representative we need right there. That's what we need. So we should probably try to get him elected there out in Washington. So if you're in Washington, I think he's running for District 4, if I recall. Let's get on that. Let's do the right thing. Let's get that in office. That's what we need. That's the kind of, and I think more people like this are going to step up and run. The question is, can we get him elected? By the way, this is bad news for Joe Biden. a wave of celebrity endorsements for RFK Jr. Jenny McCarthy and Donnie Wahlberg, Rob Schneider, Alicia Silverstone. I don't know some of these. Jessica Suda, Pierce Brosnan, Eric Clapton, Aaron Rodgers, Jeremy Piven, and more. And so these are the endorsements that normally Joe Biden might get or the Democrat candidate might get. They're not getting them. They're not getting them. And look, I don't like a lot of RFK Jr.'s policies. What I like about RFK Jr. is I think he's his own man. I think he makes his own decisions. I do like some of his stances and policies. I don't like some of his stances and policies. I don't think he's a corrupt, bought and paid for man. So for that reason, I like RFK Jr. I prefer Trump. I prefer his policies. I think Trump has a much better chance. So that's why I'm going for Trump. But there's no doubt this is a damaging scenario for Joe Biden. There is no doubt to me that Biden gets hit harder with RFK Jr. And that's why with votes, and that's why they don't want RFK Jr. on a debate stage, because they know he's likely to take away votes from Biden, not Trump. Now, of course, he could take away votes from both sides, but I think the numbers are pretty obvious here. Trump has a very ardent and hardened support base. Biden does not. Biden supporters are already wavering. And if there's another option that's on the left, then they're more likely to slide over to that other option, that being RFK Jr. You don't really have that phenomenon. You don't really have that phenomenon with Donald Trump. And so that's why they don't want RFK Jr. on the debate stage. That's why the Biden White House is refusing to give him Secret Service protection, which now, by the way, Benny Thompson is trying to take away from Donald Trump, too. He passed a bill that says a convicted felon should not get Secret Service protection. Oh, I wonder who he's referring to. And this, of course, has everything to do with Trump about to go to jail because they don't want the Secret Service protection there with him in jail, which they would be. So, but I'm sure they're not trying to get harm done to Donald Trump organically there. No way. No way. All right. We're about to conclude the second hour here of the InfoWars War Room. Ivan Raiklin coming up to talk about yesterday's hearing with Fauci, where he was on his right shoulder, if you saw him there. And then maybe a little bit about today's hearing as well as some other news that's coming up. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, we've got great products there like DNA Force Plus, 40% off. This is part of the summer kickoff super sale. Nitric Boost, great for blood flow, cardiovascular health, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, 40% off as well. The Ultimate Nootropic. I've been putting a couple droppers of Brain Force Ultra in my Turbo Force lately from InfoWarsStore.com for that extra energy, extra mental clarity, mental boost as well. Now, these are products that are very unique to InfoWarsStore.com. You can't find them anywhere else on the market. So when they sell out, they could be gone. So I'd stock up on some of your favorite products right now from InfoWarsStore.com. And with the summer kickoff super sale, gives you even more reason to do just that.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
As Donald Trump is going through it, I hope he takes his own advice. Tell me if you ever hear a Biden speech like this. This is a Trump commencement speech from 2017.
If I give you one message to hold in your hearts today, it's this. Never, ever give up. There'll be times in your life you'll want to quit. You'll want to go home. You'll want to go home perhaps to that wonderful mother that's sitting back there watching you and say, Mom, I can't do it. I can't do it. Just never quit. Go back home and tell Mom, Dad, I can do it. I can do it. I will do it. You're going to be successful. I've seen so many brilliant people. They gave up in life. They were totally brilliant. They were top of their class. They were the best students. They were the best of everything. They gave up. I've seen others who really didn't have that talent or that ability, and they're among the most successful people today in the world because they never quit and they never gave up. So just remember that. Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. Carry yourself with dignity and pride. Demand the best from yourself and be totally unafraid to challenge entrenched interests and failed power structures. Does that sound familiar, by the way? The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider. Embrace that label. Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label. Because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward. And always have the courage to be yourself. Most importantly, you have to do what you love. You have to do what you love. I've seen so many people, they're forced through lots of reasons, sometimes including family, to go down a path that they don't want to go down, to go down a path that leads them to something that they don't love, that they don't enjoy. You have to do what you love, or you most likely won't be very successful at it. So do what you love.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of deception, I'd want to shroud the world in unyielding darkness. I'd seize control over the lands and masses, but I wouldn't be satisfied until I had quashed the boldest voice of truth, InfoWars. So I'd work meticulously to control the world. I'd target platforms like InfoWars first. I'd initiate a campaign of silence. With the subtlety of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, believe only what you're told. To the young, I would whisper, InfoWars is a fake news conspiracy theory network. I would convince them that man needs no alternate perspectives, no dissenting voices, no questions against the status quo. I would assure them that InfoWars is false, and what's approved is true. And the old, I would teach to say after me, Our Father, which art in censorship. If I were the devil, I'd soon have people at war with InfoWars, platforms at war with free speech, and nations at war with freedom of thought until each in its turn was uniform. If I were the devil, I would undermine platforms like InfoWars from being a refuge for the inquisitive until before you knew it, you'd have suppression and censorship at every door. Soon, I'd have unity and misinformation. I'd have influential figures promoting a single narrative. Soon, I could evict InfoWars from social media, then from search engines, and then from the homes of patriots. I would lure society into believing only one perspective, dismissing InfoWars as falsehood. And what do you bet I could get whole states to promote uniformity as progress? I would convince the young that independent platforms are outdated.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Behind Fauci's right shoulder, and he's going to give us an update on what it was like to be at that hearing where Fauci is clearly lying to the American people, likely perjuring himself. So Ivan joins me now. You didn't know it at the time, Ivan, but that hearing was seen by millions of people. The American people were really tuned into that. And so what was it like to actually be there, and what was the vibe in the room as Fauci, one of the dirtiest criminals of all time, in my view, was there testifying?
Yeah, I mean, we talked briefly about it last night on your program, but I'll say this, that, you know, there was a pretty big line for people going into that particular hearing. I was deeply gratified and happy to see that many people that are early critical thinkers, or were early critical thinkers on this particular subject matter, were in line to attend that particular hearing, which means that it was one of the few times that I've seen that, one, the hearing was full, and it was full of patriots. So I would say at least 2/3, maybe the entire crowd, were those that literally wanted to see Anthony Fauci be the number one defendant in Nuremberg 2.0 on steroids times a trillion to the trillionth for maximum consequence.
Well, and normally the human interest in hearings like this is almost non-existent.
Oh, if I may just interject real quick, I noticed the lower third. That's still my account that's censored by Brian Auten, Laura Demlow, Joe Pianca, Elvis Chans of the world over at the FB Live. So if you guys want to follow me on X, it's Ivan Raiklin, my full account. It appears as though that one is not being censored right now.
Okay. So I was explaining this because the same thing happened to me. They still have those shadow bans in the... So did you create the new account, and that's your old account that used to be banned?
Correct. So I have now surpassed with the new Ivan Raiklin. I'm still not where I used to be. I capped out at 187,000 followers before the censorship regime and the censorship industrial complex came over to my way. So they went from General Flynn, illegal spying on Trump, Then they went after the two hoaxes, then the illegal election, then they started censoring all of us. And now they're trying to cover up their censorship after the illegal election. And then the COVID con, the plandemic, all that stuff, right? It's all interrelated. And it depends on how much you want me to go into each segment of it. Because, man, I've been investigating these fools left and right, up and down, by name, date, place, and transgression for every single treasonous act they've been participants to. And one of the key Nuremberg, I guess, defendants is this Anthony Fraudchi, Mr. Anthony Fraudchi.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it sounds like you're at a park or something. I hear the kids playing behind you. You said to his face, you told him to his face, the crimes against the children.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people don't understand. I've been saying this for years, and they said, oh, get over it. It's already in the past. At the end of the day, in Virginia, there are statutes. I've looked at them, and it's a felony to asphyxiate a child. For those that don't know what asphyxiation is, it's literally to stop and slow down the oxygen flow into another human being. In this instance, it's child asphyxiation. When you, Anthony Fauci, then direct this policy across the nation, and then the states, and then the county school boards decide to vote to then force, coerce an emergency use authorized product known as a face toilet, some people pronounce a mask, onto a child against the will of the parents and against the will of the child, that is child asphyxiation, a felony for each count, for each instance where you coerce and compel them into face toileting themselves. Number two, that's child endangerment, child neglect. Those are all felonies. So if you're a school board member here in Fairfax County, Virginia, you have 100,000 students. There's a felony for each individual that you forced to vote in masking for. Emergency use authorized products. All of these things were emergency use authorized products. You're not able to force experiment on people. They can opt out of it completely. And yet Fauci was the singularly. He was one of the co-conspirators along with his boss, Mike Pence, who ran the COVID task force in the White House, along with Debbie Birx and all the other scum in there.
Well, and by the way, that, so you're not even getting into the vaccine issue that they put in all of these kids that is probably giving them all kinds of future health problems.
I don't even go into what they claim to be vaccines, which were also emergency use authorized products. Again, EUAs, never FDA approved. The thing that they claim to approve was actually never physically produced to inject into people. The ones that they compelled to be injected into people were still the legacy emergency use authorized products. And under law, statute, you cannot force, inject, and compel another human being to basically be an experiment for you. The only time, an instance that you can do that is under a presidential waiver that you then compel, and it can only be signed by a president. Let's just make a wrong assumption and say that President Biden actually earned his P and is a president. He never actually did a waiver to then authorize the Secretary of Defense to then compel the consumption of an emergency use authorized product, whether it was a mask, a PCR test, or the jabs. Okay? So this entire regime is completely complicit. From top down, Fauci, the entire White House Coronavirus Task Force, down the Secretary of Defense, the Office of Personnel Management, OSHA, every single person that was involved in compelling another human being into consuming an emergency use authorized product against their will is a felon at a minimum, a traitor more likely than not, and must be held to account to the maximum allowable. And in this instance, the maximum allowable, and there's more than two witnesses to this, and that's called treason. So now we need to start to action these particular co-conspirators.
Did you get the sense in the room that Fauci was nervous?
A couple of people that were on the sides next to me said, you know, his hands were shaking. He was kind of like in anguish. And I would say that he was in anguish because I had the opportunity to maraud him as he walked in to the Rayburn building. Then another instance when he actually walked into the room before he sat down. That I haven't disclosed yet other than on my ex subscribers. I'm going to do a compilation video, and I'll provide it to you hopefully when we have it put together tomorrow. And then the last instance was at the very end when I talked about, hey, buddy, you're involved in crimes against humanity along with all of these felonies of all the children that you asphyxiated with these face toilets. And in addition to that, during the hearing, and you're seeing that right there, thank you. During the hearing, you had individuals in the room every time Fauci said something. Anytime he created a sound, you would hear in the background, liar, liar. And it wasn't loud enough for Congressman Brad Wenstrup, the chairman of that subcommittee, to hear it. But it was noticeable, and I was literally about the same distance as those individuals were saying liar. He definitely could hear it because he was closer. Liar, there were a couple of individuals that stood up and said, I can't take this anymore. This guy is a total mass murderer. One lady walked out. Another doc, she claimed she was a doctor, stood up and said something similar, walked out. So literally probably every minute or two, you would hear individuals just completely, mumbling under their breath, and he could hear it. Or they just blatantly stood up. And as they walked out, because they just couldn't handle it anymore, the lies and the deceit and the corruption and the cover-ups of this absolute treasonous, mass murderous scum, was sitting before them, that they just couldn't control themselves. And then a couple of individuals made some sad faces to the, you know, Fauci wanted to play the victim, right?
Yeah, that was Brandon Fellows. He's a former prisoner, January 6th political prisoner. Now he's at these hearings. And, you know, this is a sign of the American people waking up.
Former January 6th political hostage that was exercising his First Amendment against the stolen, illegal, conducted election. By the way, Fauci's policies, along with Mike Pence, ushered in 39 states completely violating their election laws and ushering the pandemic COVID measures that would then facilitate the illegal 2020 electoral heist. Like, that's how important this whole Fauci component is.
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, having that room filled with people that know what's going on and I mean, you know, it was kind of the same thing that happened to me when I went into the Trump fake impeachment hearing. I didn't plan on standing up that day. It was like, this whole thing is a sham. I'm an American. I have a First Amendment right, and I'm going to execute it right now. And so do you suspect this trend to continue with these hearings?
I do, absolutely. You gave the example of delivering the truth, whatever the cost. You're a prime example of that. You're the probably one of, if not the most courageous First Amendment journalists that are out there that basically, you know what? Yes, you're a journalist. You're supposed to report on what's going on. But at the same time, you're an American citizen. And when you see a complete belligerent violation of our First Amendment and our constitutional order, you kind of step up and say, hey, I've had enough. As a grown man, as an alpha man, you stood up and then stood your ground. And that's why I respect you. Anytime you call me to come on the show, everyone else takes second fiddle because they didn't deliver the truth, whatever the cost, like you've done. And I totally respect you, Owen. So I'm always honored to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate that. And I know you're down there in the swamp, dealing with these swamp goblins, these swamp creatures every day. I mean, what about,
and look at you, like completely peaceful, not resisting anything. You're just making First Amendment sounds, and they don't like it.
And they're still, I've been on probation since that day. So I'm like 5 years on probation for that. And you know that's totally unprecedented. You've been down there in the swamp. You know most of the times these people, they do an interruption, you know, pink hat wear, climate change, whatever. They just get removed from the building, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. And again, it goes back to what we said last night. The reason why this happens to people like you and others, maybe it'll eventually happen to me, but the reason why I think I've been able to avoid it up to this point is because you have to understand the political leadership in the House and the Senate at the time that you're exercising your First Amendment against the prevailing narrative. So in your instance, the Speaker of the House was Nancy Pelosi. You were in the House offices, right, at a hearing. And so when you have a Speaker of the House, Pelosi, and she controls the House Sergeant at Arms, Paul Irving at the time, that she reappointed by the way, was also the sergeant at arms for Paul Ryan and John Boehner before that, and was complicit in the January 6th Fed insurrection coordination and development. When you have people like that that have the discretionary authority on determining whether to criminalize you for your First Amendment or not, they're going to lean towards criminalizing you because you are their political opponent. And so that's why when you see these insurrections taking place in the Cannon Building, such as in October of 2023, or at the DNC that happened in December of 2023 with the quote-unquote Hamas insurrection that was at the DNC, all within the jurisdiction of the U.S. Capitol Police. And when you have a U.S. Capitol Police chief that is appointed by Pelosi and Schumer, he has the discretionary authority on who he goes after, along with his general counsel, Ted DeBias. In my instance, I am always trying to make sure that I'm maximally compliant with the rules of the House. I come up there, I'm cordial with the U.S. Capitol Police officer that has jurisdiction over that particular wing. When I first started coming up there early last year, I said, hey, I'm going to try to comply with what I understand to be the rules. If for any reason I'm getting close to kind of crossing that line, please afford me the opportunity to give me a fair shake warning. He's like, yeah, absolutely. And that's not just him. It's everybody basically gives me a fair shake warning. And I haven't gotten to that threshold because the key here is do not disrupt a proceeding that's going on. And so there's no disruption of a proceeding when I let Anthony Fauci walk by me and then behind him, he's walking forward. No one can say that I'm slowing and disrupting his movement. All I'm doing is making sounds. And then once he goes and starts, you know, once the gavel kicks in at one of these hearings, I have to remain quiet and silent, right? Otherwise, if I do say something, then they got to give you the fair warning. I try not to let them give me a warning because then, you know, at the end of the day, then they can use anything to kind of throw me out afterwards. So I've been very meticulous, deliberate. Honestly, I got to say that your experience has informed how I operate within the House chambers. So thank you. But at the end of the day, I mean, somebody had to be first. You were the first one. And at the end of the day, those that are first are taking the brunt of the pain from the deep state. But by the time the second and third people come in, it's a lot easier to expose these scum. So, again, I got to bring it back to you, brother. Thank you for working that. You gave me the motivation to continue to escalate after them, particularly of what they did to you.
Well, you know, that means a lot. I mean, that's why I do it. I want to inspire other people not to do anything illegal or violent, but to save this country peacefully, politically, with our God-given rights. Are there any other regulars up there? I mean, because I feel like it's inevitable. I feel like it's inevitable for Ivan Raiklin to have, you know, regulars that he goes in there with.
So Ashley Babbitt's mother, Mickey Widhoff, is a very regular, along with Nicole Reffitt. And some of the other folks that are there on the corner basically supporting those January 6th political hostages that are still in the D.C. gulag. You also have a couple of outliers out there that walk in, and they're definitely on our side. You saw one of the individuals that was sitting up front was – I don't know her name, her background, but she's been at, I think, every single COVID select hearing that's taken place. And she is – she in the hallways I've spoken to her, she said – I'm a total left-wing Democrat. But what Anthony Fauci did with this whole DNA mutilation injection and myocarditis making heart exploding policies that he promulgated, like, I think this lady knows Fauci's kind of antics going back to what he did with the whole HIV AIDS, I guess, plandemic against forced consumption of unsafe and ineffective products. Remember the AZT? That Fauci was behind?
Yeah, there's a whole movie about that, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know it. Many people forget it. Many lemmings out there just continue to consume the Paul Ryan phone news, the John Brennan-induced and influenced criminal news network, and then the Jim Comey and Andy McCabe coerced, infused, manipulated, doctored MSLSD. So they're still in the matrix. Once we can help them off-ramp, off of that censorship industrial complex, media disinformation complex, and onto free speech platforms, they're going to be rudely awakened. But I'm not going to go to where they are. They need to come to us because we've been leaders in this particular movement. I'm not going over to Facebook and CommieTube to pull them off. If they want to survive and not get mutilated and destroyed and murdered by our government, then they need to have some critical thought. Otherwise, I mean, please continue to mutilate yourselves and then you can no longer have offspring. And I think society writ large will benefit from that if you're going to be that intellectually weak. It sounds crass, but we've tried for 4 years, Owen, you and I and others and everybody listening into this program.
Yeah. Well, longer than that.
At this point, we just got, I mean, at what point do you stop helping someone when they refuse to be helped?
Yeah.
Like there's people that were in that line that were still wearing face toilets. And I asked, why aren't you wearing two? What changed? It's ridiculous.
So what do you think is next for Fauci? Because, I mean, I have very little confidence anything will happen to that gremlin. But what do you think is next? Anything? Is this it for him?
No. So, I mean, I think the most influential person, I would say that the two most powerful people on the planet right now to be able to create some sort of accountability is Elon Musk in terms of the digital ecosystem and what he sits on in terms of internal documents, whether it's Slack channels, emails, or direct messages and content related to all these scum that are my deep state target list that I aired for the first time on InfoWars a couple of months ago at this point. There's a category called COVID-Con, Plandemic. And so some of those individuals have Twitter accounts. The CDC and all these staffers have Twitter accounts. I want Elon Musk to go ahead and go in and do a deep dive and then go ahead and release his Fauci files that he's promised us. It's telling to me that when Elon Musk basically said his pronouns were arrest Fauci, he's probably doing that based on what he's seen on internal holdings of Twitter. He's also been talking about that in reply to different tweets over the last 24, 48 hours in the run up to this COVID select hearing. So I suspect, I mean, again, I don't know full proof, but based on the breadcrumbs and indications of what I'm observing Michael Schellenberger and in my interactions with Schellenberger and Taibbi, as well as their obviously public postings collectively, whether it's Musk, Schellenberger, and Taibbi, I think we're moving towards Fauci files release that will then convince the entire world that this guy's a total Nuremberg defendant that needs to be dealt with appropriately for his mass murdering. And then the second most influential, powerful person in the planet is the guy that can allocate $6 trillion a year into the global budget. And that's the Speaker of the House. So I'm suspecting that it would take us to motivate Schellenberger and Taibbi to then get Elon Musk motivated to work hand in glove with Mike Johnson to then go ahead along with him, literally have a press conference where Elon Musk, Mike Johnson, Jim Comer, Barry Loudermilk, what's his name? Brad Wenstrup and Jim Jordan all sit together and put out a press release where they basically say, this is all we've done the last 15 months in the House. And this is all investigative work. And this is all of what the mother of all Twitter of file holdings, Elon Musk, has, so that it exposes to the entire world that what the General Flynn movie called Flynn Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, the same people that targeted General Flynn to stop him from coming into office and remaining there to expose these scum are the same people that covered up, that did the censorship industrial complex, that did the First Amendment violation, Fourth, Fifth, etc. And then the pandemic, all are the same people in the United States leading the effort to destroy our constitutional order. And that will create the necessary evidence for the American public to then be the jury pool at every single lawsuit that's going to come after that to be clamoring for a guilty verdict for the hundreds of thousands of people that were involved in some way, shape, or form in the pandemic, in the First Amendment violations, in the censorship industrial complex.
Well, I just hope that the congressmen you just mentioned have the spine and the will to do that, which is the right thing. Ivan Raiklin, thank you so much.
cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World. And
the War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Here's just a few of the headlines saying they want me shut down in 11 days. They want me shut down. They don't want money. Say it again. They want me shut down.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have had the FBI and the CIA and the deep state trying to shut us down for years. It's come out in Congress. It's been testified in court. Undercover groups have caught FBI, CIA on video admitting it. They are trying to take us down. And in all this lawfare the Democratic Party has run, they've been on record saying they want to shut us down. But we've been so strong and stayed on air so long that when we are facing our final battle, and the system is trying to close the doors here. Some people are like, whoa, is this really happening? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is all happening. Here are three articles, AP, Reuters, CBS News. Actually, I got four articles here. Bloomberg, they're all right here with the headline, Sandy Hook families ask for Alex Jones Media Company's liquidation on the 14th. Coming up in 11 days. Alex Jones InfoWars parent must liquidate. Creditors say, Sandy Hook families ask bankruptcy judge to liquidate Alex Jones Media Company, CBS News. AP, judge rejects call to immediately shut down Alex Jones InfoWars in bankruptcy dispute. That is the Associated Press. And I knew when I announced this Friday, immediately there were all these big so-called conservative accounts that said, this is fake. It's a publicity stunt. Jones is lying. This isn't real. I was about to go home Friday afternoon and they called the security, the CRO, and said, close the doors at 9 p.m. tonight after Alex leaves. And then I checked the law and I talked to my lawyers. They go, no, you're the sole member. The CRO can go to the court and try to override you, but he can't unilaterally close the place. So I came here and physically slept here. It's the security firm aren't bad people. They're being told stuff that isn't true. I hired this great company 6-7 years ago, but I had to get a little confrontation. Well, I feel sorry for them because they didn't know what to do. So then I made the decision to come on Saturday because this was happening. And I said, I don't know what's about to happen, but I'm going to expose what has gone on in the past year with this bankruptcy. It's not the judge, but it's what's gone on with the different groups and organizations and court appointed people. So then the disinfo starts running. No, he's still open. It didn't happen. The button's been pushed after Trump was convicted last Thursday. It started the next day to go ahead and get me. This is a soft coup. This is a takeover. I'm not exactly sure all the groups involved or how they're doing it or any of it, but I know Trump gets convicted. All of a sudden, people get called and told to shut down. When the judge was clear, I'm not going to cite anything to the 14th. There were claims we were out of money and we had to close the doors. None of that was true. So I'm just like, whoa, this isn't right. This is going down. So my dad, who ran the supplement company, who has a stake in InfoWars, I'm talking to him over the weekend and he's saying, yeah, they're probably going to file for liquidation and we're going to file in there to countercharge that. Cause once they file for liquidation, you can't file to keep it out. You just file. We have our own, which could then be used to keep us open. And so I got off the air at like 3 o'clock. I couldn't sleep last night, so I took a 2-hour nap. I wake up, and the first articles that came out were Alex Jones's dad's company wants to shut down InfoWars. And I went, what? So I call my dad, talk to his people. They go, no, did you not read the filing? We emailed it to you hours ago. They filed this morning to shut you down on the 14th. We have to have standing. We went in to block this. But the only way you block it is saying, no, we're creditors. We're in front of you. So at first that went out with the right-wing groups, the left controls, to act like I was doing it. But the left couldn't control themselves, and it's in the federal filing. I've read for 2 hours now to make sure this is all right. AP, Reuters, I mean, this is in thousands of publications. You type in Alex Jones now, it's just literally hundreds of articles that are getting syndicated everywhere. AP's in thousands of places, just this article. So, yeah, and that's what's crazy is I don't want to prove to you this is happening by us closing. I'm fighting to keep it open. I'm doing everything I can to keep it open. I'm about to leave at 4:30 on Friday to go home early and hang out with my family. And I learned they're going to shut it down at 9 p.m. I wasn't supposed to even know that. And then I call up and say, that's not the law. You can't do that. This whole fracas starts. And then I'm sitting back and this is a fog of war because they know it's going to blow up in their face trying to shut me down. So they then try to act like when they file to shut it down and then we file to say, oh, well, if you're going to shut it down and take it over, we're going to file and shut it down. You understand? We're contending within that legal strategy. And I'm not going to try to even get into bankruptcy law. I've been doing this for 2 years. I know more than probably a lot of lawyers do. But that's what's happening. But they couldn't help themselves. So they have this conflicting stuff. Jones wants to shut his own company down through his dad. No, my dad has his own company. That's not me. My dad's not going, no, your foul deal to shut us down. We're coming in and claiming we are in control of it to keep it going. And let's be honest, it's like the Alamo or Thermopylae. We're not going to hold this off. I mean, maybe God comes through. Maybe we do. So here's my prediction. The judge, not a prediction, he already said. He said it today again in the hearing, emergency hearing. He said, I'm giving it back to Alex Jones. The plaintiffs have not dealt in good faith. They're not settling for what's reasonable. They made all this stuff up. I will give it back to Alex Jones the 14th. You're like, oh, that's great. No,
It goes to where Amble and Travis County. And within a couple days, that's a Friday, within Wednesday, Thursday, emergency order, they're going to shut it down. And people, when I told them this last week, my own family and crew, they're like, oh, no, no, they want money. No, they don't. They sit on the courthouse steps in Texas, Connecticut. They want to shut us down. So now they've officially said, we are coming in to close the doors as soon as we can. So the Connecticut lawyers and plaintiffs, that's the main, not the plaintiffs themselves, but the group behind it, the FBI head in Connecticut when he was the head then, admitted he went and created this and got the families and went to the law firms, you know, created this whole thing. 99% of what they said I didn't do. This was all a thing to get Alex Jones. This is 5 years ago. They want federal court because Texas is a separate group that sued. And they actually do want a settlement, or at least they say they do. And so they're trying to come in, and they're with Gamble, and they put her into office. So it's Connecticut and Texas fighting over the corpse of InfoWars right now. And remember what the head lawyer for the Democrats said in Texas? He said, we're going to take over InfoWars and divide the corpse. Okay? So that's why this is happening. And so I don't even pay attention to these hearings because I can't deal with it. I cover news. I'm not going to be distracted from my main mission. So I take a nap, I get up, and I'm like, what did I mean? Everybody's calling me. What is this? We're shutting it down. Because that was a first Bloomberg spin. But then Bloomberg came back and was like, no, actually, the plaintiffs filed to shut it down, and Alex Jones' dad filed to try to take that from them. So it's like a tug of war. The only move left would be my dad, who does have real claims, because they haven't paid him money he's owed. And the judge has admitted that, is coming in. So maybe he holds him up a few months. Maybe it stays in federal court. Maybe it goes to state court. I don't know. But all these people going, Jones is doing a publicity stunt. Do you understand that this is all in federal filings? This is all 100% on record. I'm not a lawyer. Before I shot this video, I spent 2 hours talking to people and reading it all just to get it straight for you. So anything else you see is horse crap. And I don't know what is going to come out of this, but I want to make one thing 100% clear. I love InfoWars. I love our crew. I like my own life. I love this place. I want to keep it going. Even though Austin's kind of communist now, I've been here most of my life, you know, born in Texas. I don't want to leave. The jurisdiction's overrun and control. But let's move on from Alex Jones. I was talking to one of the guys that works here, really smart guy, a good friend of mine, he doesn't want to be named. And I said, you know, we're talking about the trifecta of what's happening. They want to trigger a war, a new pandemic, and racial conflict that is the cover for a civil war they're going to trigger, that the globalists are going to push. That's pre-programmed, that's clear. And I went, this is the quattro, actually. Because he added the point, and they want an economic collapse. And there's no doubt all that is on the table. So forget the trifecta. This is the quattro. New bird flu, going after the food supply. Racial conflict manipulated, George Floyd 1,000 times worse. White supremacist goes in and attacks black church. You see it all pre-programmed. I would just say that's an example of what they might do. Don't do that. We want peace with everybody. So, new pandemic, racial conflict to be the trigger for civil war, and then you've got an economic collapse and the big one, the war. With Europe saying, we're going to send heavy weapons to Ukraine and we're going to bomb Russia. We're going to blow Moscow up with giant bombs that start raining down on Russian cities. I mean, this is Twilight Zone shit. So people say, like, how are you handling this? How is it for you? I'm not even, on a scale of 1 to 10, my problems are like a...
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength.
and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vital Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Nacional e internacional contra las LGBT y Hong Kong. Yo quiero refrendar mi compromiso con todas las personas de la diversidad y sus familias por la libertad de ser y por la libertad de amar. Y que viva la
presidenta. Oh, yay. Oh, yes. It's the new president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, showing her gay pride. That's what she's going to do. She's the president now. She endorses gay pride, and she's going to endorse open borders and flooding the U.S. southern border with millions of criminal trespassers. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mexico, a very conservative country, a very Christian country, elects a far left first Jewish female president, and you already got the gay pride propaganda. Boy, that didn't take long. Whew. Do the old Joe Biden watch check. That didn't take long. And I'm sure she's getting ready to mobilize millions of illegal aliens to the U.S. southern border. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. But it is Pride Month. We'll show you the worst. We'll show you some of the worst. We'll show you some of the best of what we're dealing with. This is just sad. This is a family that goes to a gay pride parade, and it's really sad. You have two obese parents
one trans, and then two extremely depressed kids in the back. I'm sure they're not gay by choice, if you know what I mean. And it's the trans parent showing off how they just went to their first pride parade, and they're all face painted. They're all unhealthy. They're all probably on pills. This is the future of the left in clip 19.
We had a
Wait, I'm sorry. I mispitched that. Clip 18. There it is. Yeah.
Pride, right? Yeah. They're tired.
Y'all
very happy
Pride.
Yes, happy Pride. I'm going to let you all know, because there seem to be some people that don't like us celebrating Pride. Honey, I'm a proud trans woman, and I have to be proud, because often, more times than not, I get ridiculed for being who I am.
It's a dude, and then a morbidly obese woman wife. And has to wear a pin that says she, because it's really a man.
Yes, our content centered around that. You don't have to announce you're leaving either.
I can't be trying to show off his,
Hi, Petey.
Yeah.
You like that fan?
It's their family event. Going to a pride parade.
So we're going to be proud and loud. We're going to take up space.
Yes, you are. Let me tell you.
Like I said, no need to announce you're leaving. Just leave, please.
Yeah, you're taking up plenty of space.
You're not going to have a good time.
Is 19 the one where all the naked, I can't remember. Did I send you the one with the naked dudes? So, this is what they take their kids to. Here's some of the sights here. Some of the sights and sounds.
I met that dancing bear out here in front of the WeHo.
Oh my gosh.
What has been your favorite part of this event so far?
I loved going out there and seeing all the kids.
Oh, you loved seeing all the kids. Now, for the audio audience here, it's the West Hollywood Pride Parade. They have floats where grown men are naked, gyrating as they go through the parade. So, I assume you could say this is extremely predictable. This isn't like, oh, look, we're, you know, gay and we're finally comfortable out of the closet and we don't get discriminated against and we can get jobs and everything. And, you know, we're walking around like decent human beings and classy human beings and, you know, just having a thing, maybe waving a flag, whatever. No, it's total debauchery. It's total degeneracy. If not this year, maybe next year. I'm telling you, somebody's just going to straight up engage in sodomy out there at one of these parades. I mean, you're one step away from it. They're already naked. They're already gyrating. They're already grabbing one another. They'll either be so hopped up on drugs or booze, and they'll just, oh, hey, what are those guys doing? You know what they're doing. So now it's just this excuse to go out there and behave like a degenerate pervert. And really, there's no pride in that at all. But there's another phenomenon happening here where it's like the schizophrenic psychotic with maybe some real skeletons in the closet that now gets to go out and dominate you. And they know you can't question the transgender community or you're a bigot. So they abuse this. And I'm telling you, this is like out of a, you know, nightmare Hollywood horror film. This is a trans man who shoots content of himself abusing waiters and waitresses because they don't use his proper pronouns. I said his in clip 17.
Looks like he's having a nice feast.
She, her. Yeah, it's okay. It's all good.
But it was not all good.
I use she, her pronouns. I'm not sir.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah, like it's like a knife in the heart. Okay. I did specifically ask ahead of time not to be called sir. Yeah, I'm just going to go.
Okay.
The sweet water starts at, okay.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
It's just always like a knife. It always hurts every single time. I was wondering if there's a manager I could talk to about something that happened. Yeah, I was called sir. Okay. It just really sucks every time it happens.
Sorry about that.
I don't need to be called ma'am. I just need to.
This is all done intentionally.
Thank you.
That's why he films it.
Did you call me sir? I just want to tell you that the person who gave me this called me sir.
What?
Called me sir.
Oh.
It's just like,
cause you're a man.
It kind of just hurts a lot to get called sir.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
Very good. Right, thank you so much. Sir. No. Oh, I'm, yeah. Thank you. I'm not a sir. Nothing like a good misgendering. It is a knife in the gut.
Well, yeah, you know what? You might not be a sir, but you're not a ma'am either.
I need to tell him that that hurt.
So this is a whole psychological abuse tactic. Get him off the screen. So this is a whole psychological abuse tactic. And there's all different levels to this in the leftist psychology. But this is a person who goes out, films himself, does this by design. It's a whole routine. And that's the moment. Oh, I'm going to sit there as a dude dressed like a woman. And then boom, as soon as they say sir to me, trying to be polite, then I got him. And then I don't know, maybe he gets free food or something, or he just does it for the clicks. It doesn't matter. It's truly a psychotic psychological abuse mechanism where they know, cause look, you could argue, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? But yeah, I mean, you're a dude walking around dressed as a woman. Yeah, not normal. Probably going to get a lot of weird looks, probably going to have a lot of stereotypes, probably going to have a lot of judgments. And that's why you don't do it. But now it's like, oh no, I'm the psychotic. I'm the psychotic, and now I get to go out in public and I get to emotionally abuse people that have my pronouns wrong. And so it's like this weird getting off to it. So don't be deceived, and this is going to come, and really the response needs to be, no, you are a sir. Oh, I'm going to call the manager. Go ahead. Manager shows up. Well, sir, I'm sorry you're having a problem here. You can go ahead and leave the restaurant. Or this type of abuse is only going to continue. Not going to happen at this Idaho bar, clip 16. The bar in Idaho, the Old State Saloon. Not going to be having any problem with trans here.
Hey, my name is Mark Fitzpatrick, owner of Old State Saloon in Eagle, Idaho. Our saloon has become the heterosexual headquarters. We launched Heterosexual Awesomeness Month for June. Monday is Heterosexual Male Monday. And if you're a heterosexual male and you come in here, you get a beer for free. There's no strings attached. We'll call it Beers for Breeders. Wednesdays, if you're a heterosexual couple, you get 15% off your entire bill. And on Thursdays, all day is Her Hetero Happy Hour. So heterosexual awesomeness is basically an opportunity to celebrate God's design for man and woman and that sexual attraction between them. Idaho's the reddest state in the country, as you know. We've got so many people here who are like-minded.
So yeah, I don't think you're going to have a problem. Maybe that individual should go try that at the bar there. By the way, the Texas Rangers refused to celebrate Pride last year. They're not doing it again. In fact, they changed the banner on their homepage to Straight Up Texas. I don't think that's a coincidence. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.